son of a bitch.
Hello and welcome to the Rat Network. You know, David and I were talking about racism, ignorance, and sometimes the words that come out of my mouth that are just seem to be hurtful. You know, it's really challenging today with the wokeness in the media, in government, and in politics in general. However, it seems to be a trend on removing people's permissions to move to certain places because they just don't assimilate and fit in, and people just don't want that change. Is that racism, xenophobiaism, or is it just reality that everyone just doesn't want to be with everyone? I don't know. This is a podcast there. You know, David Solomon and myself, Stuart Brisgal, peel back layers on a multitude of topics, never holding anything back. It's a podcast. It's an opinion. So here it's about raw, unfiltered dialogue that serves as an outlet to voice opinions, share ideas, and exchange experiences from every corner of life. Whether you're in Hungary, Poland, Australia, United States, or even the illustrious Canada where David hails from. Let's dive into another heartwarming current topic because we cover pop culture, politics, and quirks of existence. Whether it's venting over daily frustrations, like I've got one about a computer, but we're not going there today, or it's about things that shape our world and our future. So get comfortable on this next journey. David, how is that for an intro?
Well, I got to tell you, Stuart, thank you so much for launching into this and bringing your personal problems into our rant. But reality here is we're talking about all of our challenges. And I'll tell you, one of the things that is absolutely incredible is he who controls the message can control the people. And that's what the media believes that they could do. And so as a result, if you go globally, and well, I mean, not globally, but many in most Western societies, it's very hard on the left. Odd occasion you'll find a right-wing media, but there are some, sure. And if you're watching the CNN, especially on the international side, which or a BBC, and most recently Al Jazeera, this is all about left-wing politics. It's all about the left, the left, the left, the left, and the left cannot include the right. That is what's happening. But that's the media's world, not the real world, Stuart. And the real world that we're dealing with today is a shift. Now, why are we talking about and why did you talk about xenophobia is really simple. We have seen big, big changes in countries like France, Belgium, England, Holland, Poland, other countries in Europe. And the thing that upsets a lot of people is the increased crime, the increased stress on the state because of welfare. All of a sudden, security has to be beefed up at religious institutions. And the fingers are being pointed in one direction. Who is committing the crime? Well, if you've been under a rock for the last 7 months, you should understand that many of the crimes are committed by members of one community, the Islamic community. I'm not saying they're all racist, and I'm not saying they're all bad, and I'm not saying they're all criminal. But when you go and you dig deep, and the media won't let you do that because it absolutely goes against 100% of in the grain, these are victims. And victims cannot be held accountable for their actions because they're victims. They've been victims of colonizers like England and France and Holland and Germany and the United States and now Israel. Okay? And on and on and on with this BS. You know, they're not responsible for their actions. And yet, if you go to places like Marseille in France, it's a massive disaster zone where people are moving out. People won't walk out at night. The fear is palpable. And the media doesn't want you to know about this because it goes against their programs, their agenda. And what you're seeing, and most recently happened this week, shift in government. Elections are shifting. Where you used to have a left of center, maybe even center governments are now going right. With one policy winning, stop immigration, hold back on immigration, strong on crime, bring back our society. Now in Netherlands, a lot of people will say this is a more extreme example, but Geert Wilders just won the election in Holland. And you're thinking, who cares, David? Like, it's Holland. We're in Canada, the United States, far away. Pay attention, folks. Because what starts in Europe ends up in America. His party ran on one significant policy: stop the building of new mosques and new Islamic schools. Hold back banning the teaching of the Quran. Stop the immigration from these countries. Now, that's going to, people are saying, that's racist. That is xenophobia at its best. What's the alternative? What you're hearing from these governments and what you're hearing from these from voters is, and Stuart started by saying, you moved into my country. You wanted us to change. But this is my country. We like it this way. And if you look at Canada and the United States right now, and you could say, you know, these young people think it's the worst countries in the world. Please, I wish you to go visit other countries before you start crapping on US and Canada. But the interesting thing here is that we are 6 months away from an American election and possibly 18 months away from a Canadian election. And what is the common thread? The shift to the right. People are fed up, Stuart. People are tired. Look at Poland, Hungary, Poland, and other European countries. One second, please. You go and you look at these countries which brought in immigrants, needs immigrants to grow. And they're all pissed because their lives have changed. France almost went right wing because of that. Other countries, like you look at the conservatism in the UK. Stuart, if the United States doesn't change its policy, the voters are going to change the government.
Okay, David, you have to unpack everything you just said. David, you're not a racist, but the Netherlands also in the past have tried to ban kosher food.
Because they banned halal, they had to ban slaughter, kosher slaughter, not kosher food, kosher slaughter.
Correct. So the bottom line is it's a double-edged sword. But, you know, the Muslim caliphate is actually a long game that's been going on for thousands of years. They produce as a segment of the population at a rate 4 to 8 times any other segment of the population, even more so than in China. So by the raw numbers over time, people in that segment, which we're just going to call the Muslim caliphate segment, in time will basically inherit the earth because there'll be more of them than anyone else. And you know, last broadcast, we spoke about minorities. Okay. They're not a minority. They represent 25% of the world population. So why is there so many programs designed for that, quote, minority? It's a majority. It is actually the single largest majority that currently exists. Strange. You know, China is a slow-moving wheel, just as the Muslim caliphate. And that's not anti-Muslim. And David, I agree. We're not trying to be racist. It's also not anti-Chinese. But when you move to China, you have to adopt their ways. When you move to an Arab country, you have to adapt their ways. When you move to Canada, you should adapt to their ways. You live in the United States. If you don't think this is the greatest country on earth, then you shouldn't live here. And that's okay. Because not every school is good for me. Not every club. Mm-hmm. Not every group. Not every organization. Heck, I don't even buy the same company that you buy. So does that make me a racist? No. That allows me to have a personal choice and opinion. Something that the left is trying to convince you is not good for you. You shouldn't choose your government. You shouldn't choose who represents you. You shouldn't choose your rules, which is the exact opposite on what makes Western countries the best in the world. It's not the illusion of choice. It is the right to choose.
But what's the, but what do we tell? But what do we tell?
Okay. When I say the right to choose, that may offend actually people that are religious on the extreme right, because they're like, wait a minute, you're killing people. They're going to misinterpret that statement. The same way when I use another word, someone on the left is going to, everyone is so sensitive to everyone's opinion, but everyone forgets the eye on the prize.
Well, but here's the thing, Stuart, I'm going to throw it to you. One of the problems is that we got messed up by these three letters, you know, that DEI business again. Now you've got to be inclusive. If you're not, you're exclusive. It's like automatic. It's a very, pardon the expression, black and white statement. You're either including me or you're excluding me. And we're like, no, you've got to understand something. It isn't that simple, because we do want to include everybody, but we have laws in place. We have policies in place. We have a culture in place. And you're coming here and telling me, imagine, Stuart, I go to your house, right? And I go into your kitchen and I say, I don't like your kitchen. And I come, I break everything in there and say, this is how you're going to replace it. You want that in your country as well?
David, I mean, DEI, do you want the second best doctor to do surgery on you because you had to be fair and inclusive of other people that couldn't get the highest grade? Do you want the second best?
That's off the topic. That's off the topic. No, it's not. It's not. No, the topic about the DEI is, we have to open our borders to everybody, regardless. We don't care if they have a criminal record. They don't care. We don't care if they're bringing fentanyl. We don't care if they come from terrorist countries. We don't care if they are terrorists. We don't care. We bring them in. And what the people are saying is, you know what? If you're not willing to do the job, if you're not willing to enforce the rules, then close the border. And the voters are screaming this. This is not, you know, oh my God, only 20% of the population wants it. Governments are being toppled over this subject, Stuart. Governments are losing to the right. Now, here's the way the left is going to pitch it, right? What's going to happen, Stuart?
You're racist.
That we're not only racist, but they're now, if you go look at all the imagery and the protests, you're putting all of these leaders next to Hitler. Robert De Niro on The View this week, just to give you an idea, decided that Hitler and Mussolini and Trump are the same. And the insanity of that statement and the vile nature of it all is that, you know, you want to go there? The moment you have a government that doesn't agree with your DEI policy or doesn't agree with your policies, they're automatically racist. They're automatically exclusive.
David, Bobby Donata is a person who doesn't remember how he got on his pedestal.
Irrelevant.
It's absolutely disgusting, considering he travels New York with his private security.
Stuart, again, irrelevant. The point that's relevant about De Niro is they gave him a platform on ABC to spew lies. Hate. And this is
Why do you sound shocked?
I'm not shocked. What I'm trying to say is, either you agree with me on the left and only the left prevails, because everybody else has got to be a racist. And that is what he tried to push. What he was not paying attention to in his, you know, you talk about his security and not living in the real world. Bobby De Niro, those members of The View and others aren't listening to the voters. And you know, they could say, oh, they're all a bunch of MAGAs and they're all a bunch of, you know, of racists. And you could
David,
say,
all you that. Realize you just name called, but that's okay, David. You Stuart, just use the word and name calling and they get away.
No, but you see, but that, we're talking about right wing governments here. And this is exactly what the left wants to do, is to name call, to discredit you by calling you a racist, by calling you hateful, by calling you xenophobic, all of these type of things. The reality is that the people are saying, stop. You're changing my society in a way that I don't like it. But with immigrants, and that's why if you look at Holland, Poland, Hungary, UK, other, even almost France, other countries. The right is pushing forward because the people are fed up. The media hates it, but
David,
the reality.
And that's a wrap for today's episode. A huge thank you for lending us your ears, your eyes, and your time. We know how valuable it is at the Rant Network, and it's been a real pleasure sharing these thoughts and this discussion. Your support means the world to us. We're excited to welcome you back every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, noon Eastern, where we've been ranting for over 3 years. Stay connected with us on social media. You can grab us on any of your podcast channels. We're passionate. We want you to send us your questions. We're very, very, very important to us, and they're invaluable for us to continue to build this community. Until next time, don't forget about us. Share us, like us. David, last word.
Folks, listen. The media wants to convince you. The media wants to convince you. You got it right.